This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Men's Tee Clinic in Frisco off of El Dorado. Remember, $25 tee test all day for all patients. You can get your baseline. You can set up your plan. Remember, that's at all the locations. I know we're here in Frisco, and the G-Bag Nation is going to be coming up right after us, but that is available at all locations today. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE. That's 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE. And now, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. And yeah, man, really appreciate Men's Tee Clinic for having us out here today. And I know G-Bag is going to absolutely crush it when they get out here. Broadus is already here. I think he texted in, talk bass fishing just a few minutes ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm early in on what the plopper is going to do this time. You know what I mean? Also want to give a shout out and thank you to Seraphim's Floral. They brought by a bouquet and a teddy bear and a little bag. I don't know what's in it because I'm not allowed to look because that's Lucy's, but they brought that by for Lucy. They are the
hot
local,
rod.
Yeah. They're Rodney. The local florist out here in Frisco. So thank you to them for bringing that by. Really appreciate it. All right. We're going to get into a little bit of Jerry Jones in just a moment.
Yes.
Last night's hits and misses, though. The hits, there was one, and it was the Turpin play. Again, I go back to that is how, other than that, Turpin has very limited skill set. He is a gadget guy. That's it for him. But you got to build yards after catch for him. You really do have to build that into the play. And that's one of the things that I think that Shanahan and the McDaniels, they do pretty well as they do build things. Whenever their plays get off, they're because something downfield, the blocking downfield was effective.
Turpin, I get it. He is not what Sean McVay has had with whether it's Cup, whether it's who's the new guy, second-year guy?
Nakua.
No, yeah, Puka Nakua. And then you just think of the history of all the white Texas Tech little receivers that New England had, right?
Uh-huh.
It felt like they were all
Wes Welker. Yeah, yeah, I gotcha.
Amendola. Yeah. Like it felt like it was like, hey, how are all these Texas Tech? It feels like Turpin, even though probably not in that category, it feels like other coaches have gotten more out of guys like that than the Cowboys do. To your point, Corey, there's been guys that have been that little and maybe not that wanted. Wes Welker released from Miami, right? Maybe not released, but hell, was he with the Cowboys at one point and got released? But
that's Amendola.
Amendola, thank you. It just feels like coaching staffs have gotten more out of those super little quick guys than the Cowboys have been able to. But last night, thumbs up, dude. Yeah, that was awesome. One touchdown.
That play, that specific play that worked out for him. I don't think he's a deep ball threat like Justin Jefferson because I think he's limited there. And I also don't think he's run him in all these different circles to get him open. He is a straight line guy. He's got amazing speed. Fastest this year, right? Fastest
since 2020, too, I think.
I thought the biggest hit last night was when Tyler Guyton picked up the ball and thought he was going to run it in first.
All right. Well,
Kevin thought the biggest hit was whenever Zach Martin missed on the
dude, that was legitimately the biggest hit, unless you want to go to – man, this is where I would complain if I was the Texans in this game. The Cowboys had four personal fouls on the same play. Overshown, Leafau, Mozzie, and Diggs all got a personal foul. The Texans got one personal foul, and they said, those penalties offset. Look, I get it. Like, the personal foul, but I would be like, hold on.
What are you
saying? They had
here?
Four personal fouls. We had one. I feel like we should get something out of this.
Can you imagine if they were, if personal fouls, dead ball personal fouls were all accepted?
Oh, my God.
And that would have been first and 55,
You're
I
actually
guess.
In the end zone.
And
guys.
That would have been, you got a positive one because.
Halfway into the end zone.
They'd be like, I'll let you punt the ball and see if you get a first down.
It feels like the Cotton Bowl I watched was at Miami and A&M. Like,
yes.
The first possession was like third and 48 or something. You're like, what in the – how is this happening? How is this possible?
Misses for last night. Number six, Dowdle. For me, it is brutal how much they want to use Dowdle, but how he isn't producing the way they want. And I understand – I went back and looked at his college numbers, and I was like, man, I'm really trying to figure out Rico Dowdle. There were moments that you – flashes that you saw from him, but his production in college was not, like, awe-inspiring by any means. He had 600 yards 1 year, and I was like, all right, that's cool and everything. And injuries obviously have been a factor, but they want him to be a feature back because they have no other option because they didn't invest in any other option, but it's not working out for him. Number five. That wild-ass stat last night that you saw on the screen that the Lions, since the Lions game, the Cowboys have played with a lead for 2 minutes and 15 seconds, but they've been down by 20-plus points or more, 20-plus points for over 109 minutes. I was like, what is this stat?
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous, but it's a real thing that's happening.
And just think if it would continue after the game was over. It just kept continuing
until
the kickoff
so that
of
means,
the next 0-0 game.
That means this season the Cowboys have been about 50 times more likely to be trailing at home than by 20-plus points than leading.
It will stop the next home game.
That's the Giants game?
Yep.
By the way, giving away tickets in the 10 o'clock hour and the noon o'clock hour tomorrow to that Thanksgiving game.
All right. I like that. Thank you, Kevin. That's the day after Peace-a-thon, by the way.
That is true.
That's
by the way.
A lot of people have been actually saying that. They've been saying, you know, Thanksgiving this year is the day after Peace-a-thon. That's becoming a thing.
So. I was like, yes, like every year. Mm-hmm. By the way, Peace-a-thon preview tomorrow.
I like that. I like that a lot. Number four. Misses Brandon Aubrey. It's just not used to it. All right. I'm not used to it. I don't want to get used to it.
That's fair.
Number three, the fake punt. Terrible. Wanye Thomas almost got murdered in front of all those Texans fans.
Good
last
for
night.
Him for continuing to catch those passes that go nowhere, though.
Should have just let it go, but he still probably would have been hit. Number two, the tackling on the first drive. What?
Show Corey.
What are you looking at over here, Mike? Are you. Is that a pizza thong?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, one of our Tolos, Mike Gonzalez, is here right now, and he is going to be running Pizza-thon during Pizza-thon.
Uh-huh.
He will be at My Possibilities during Pizza-thon selling pizzas. They make it on-site out of his fruit.
Not
food
in
truck.
A thong before Not, you ask that.
Maybe
or
in a thong. I don't know. I don't Look, run his show.
Plenty of Pizza-thongs out
there. There are lots
there.
Of Pizza-thongs
different,
out there.
Different Pizza-thongs.
But he will be out there selling and proceeds will be going to My Possibilities. So if
I'll
you want
off.
To get involved with that, you can go out to MP. If you're in the Frisco or Plano or Richardson area, you can stop by MP and get some. We'll have more information on that.
Yes.
As it comes
Let's
along.
Get serious here.
Okay. Number two, the tackling on the first drive.
Thanks, Mike.
Nico Collins busts loose for the 79,000-yarder.
Yeah.
And then Mixon also great breaks one. And then the number one miss of the day yesterday, the roof. Okay, guys. We were finally going to – all the Arlington taxpayers were finally going to get their money's worth last night, and they were going to get an open stadium. There was no sun that was going to be a problem. Only the moon would interfere with last night's game until a piece of metal fell from the roof and almost hit somebody.
Yes.
Did you see the Texans troll job that they did?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Go look on their Instagram or Twitter or whatever, and they posted a shot from inside the stadium, right? So it's a shot looking at the stadium, and the piece of metal is falling, but they also have another piece of metal that's falling, and it looks like an L. And so,
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, dang, that is clever. That is very clever. I don't like it, but clever is clever.
Yeah, we'll get them back next year.
No, we won't.
When will we play them and have a good
chance? I think it's every 3 years.
Okay.
Right, because you transfer.
Give me a hypothetical point spread in 3 years. Cowboys, Texans.
Texans by 7.
Okay.
All right, and then this morning, RJ and Bobby had on Jerry Jones.
Did you hear the part right before they brought Jerry on and RJ talked about how the Cowboys lost to the Bengals?
Yeah, I did hear a little bit of that. But they had Jerry, and he was very subdued this morning. I think he's defeated. I really do. Just listening to him talk, he's defeated, and he's trying to come up with like excuses, solutions, whatever it is. But they asked what I thought was a very good question, and it was, do you feel, and this is cut number 8 here, they were asking if he felt like the coaching gives them an advantage, and he talked about all 32 coaches in the NFL.
Well, I think that everybody's got a responsibility here. We've got 32 coaches, and that's three coaches for every guy out on the football field. And so we've got it covered now in terms of numbers playing ball. But of course, at this level, players that have that are compensated like they're compensated, these are rare people who are out on that football field. You've heard me say before of the 75,000 that are playing college football right now, this year.
I don't know if he's going to get
cut this one off real quick.
I don't think he's going to get to the point.
I do want to go to the next one
hear.
Too. Is there a concern with Mike McCarthy's play calling here?
That's always the issue. Do you want a walk around head coach, or do you want a one that's really in front of the team and everybody put an emphasis with his time on one side of the ball or the other? And does the walk around too? You get it both ways. You've seen it.
You know what? That's good enough too, man. That's good enough for me right there with Jerry Jones.
Peyton did a crap job cutting these.
You know what? That's about as much. That's as much as I really wanted to hear.
Chris did a good job.
As much as I really wanted to hear Jerry.
Oh man, I just wanted to dunk on
Peyton. He wouldn't commit. He wouldn't commit to an answer on whether or not he thinks his coaching staff gives an advantage in the games, because he doesn't know if his coaching staff actually gives them an advantage.
Which means you do know the answer, right?
Exactly.
If you can't say yes, then the answer is no.
Yeah, and you know what? In the past years, that has been his answer. Mike McCarthy, yes. As a matter of fact, I love what he's done with this team. All the things that they would go on and on about, the skins he has on the wall and everything. But I think right now this is a team that just does not. They're not getting the message. They're not getting through what they want. All right. Have you seen the pictures of Caitlin Clark yelling at referees at a basketball game?
Oh,
in
no.
Iowa? Yeah, there's pictures. I think there's some videos of it. I don't know why this shrunk the way that it did. But there she is just standing up like, what the hell are you doing, ref?
It's college basketball?
Yeah, I think it is at an Iowa game. And she's out there just yelling and everything. And she's going on and on about it. But
does she kind of strike you as a person that is a yeller at the refs? She kind of looks
like a Luca?
Yeah, she kind of looks like somebody that would be wearing out all day.
I feel like this year she was like, I'm going to try and keep my mouth shut because I'm getting beat up and I'm going to just kind of try and avoid making anything happen.
I'm going to be honest. I don't watch women's basketball. Gotcha. Was she like that at Iowa?
She can wear some people out.
Yeah. But my question to you guys was, have you ever felt good after yelling at a referee or an umpire? Did it ever make you feel like, you know what? I really told him. Because last night I did see a tweet from Jared, and Jared was talking about how they were going to make it El Bombi Park at some point instead. And somebody was like, hey, Small Fry. And he was like, oh, my God, you called me Small Fry. And I was like, that's funny, because now that guy was like, he didn't get his pound of flesh there. You ever feel like you've ever really gotten one in on the ref or the umpire?
So I have two stories about that, but it wasn't me in either case.
Oh!
One of them was I was in the press box at a high school regional playoff game for soccer, and one of the dudes yelled, hey, ref, if you had one more eye, you'd be a Cyclops.
He has no
eyes. Thought that was so damn funny, and I laughed and laughed. Another one, I was at a high school game for basketball sitting at the scorer's table, and the coach for Plano West goes, hey, ref, call this game the same way for both teams. Ref stops, turns around, he goes, are you insinuating that I'm favoring the other team over your team? And he goes, whoa, I didn't say that. And I was sitting there going, like, that is literally exactly what you just said, coach. And it was so funny, because then he backed down. He's like, oh, no, you're doing great.
Yeah, you know what? That is kind of what I said there. I do remember that one time somebody yelled at the ref and said that John Roberson wasn't in the NBA yet. And Roberson thought it was funny and then made his free throws in everybody's face. And yeah. I was like, man, that dude is really good. He went to Tech, really, by the way, Mike. He was a Texas Tech guy from Plano Senior High School.
Slot receiver?
Nope, he was a basketball player. But yeah, he was Mr. Basketball in Texas.
Like Stanley Bonowitz?
Sure.
He played at Texas Tech in the 90s.
I don't know who that is.
Played with Tony Battee.
From the 940, as an official, we do not care about you yelling. Parents don't know the rules most of the time.
Oh. In Kemp, Texas, ninth grade basketball. Look, he got paid to do it. They throw the ball into the front court. The kid in the front court then throws the ball into the back court, and the ref's like, I don't know. I'm like, that's over and back. Like, he doesn't know.
That's
at one
rule.
Point, there was a dude who either traveled or did something, and he just blew his whistle. He's like, it's something. You did something. It's going to be the other team's ball. I hear what these refs are saying.
They're good officials.
There are people that there is such a shortage of refs. I get it. That they just give a dude a jersey and say, you're going to be a referee. He's like, I never played basketball. I've never really watched basketball. I don't know any of the rules. And the other ref was like, just kind of run up and down the court and help me out just a little bit. But there are plenty of parents who know way more than the referees or umpires do.
By the way, I just got some audio, Kevin, of Corey Seager on AM 570 LA Sports.
Oh, can I quickly plug Peace-a-thon, got a Rangers autographed Corey Seager hat.
I love it. I'm getting that.
Oh.
Here's his quote. Who do you think he's talking about? That's the guy you want on the mound. He's a special person.
Nathan Eovaldi.
Jack Leiter.
What?
Walker Buehler.
Okay,
Mike. So it was from
a
golf tournament that's going on out in L.A. But yeah, he was talking about Walker Buehler and said that's the guy you want on the mound. He's a special person.
That'll be interesting.
Wow.
I know Walker Buehler went to Vanderbilt. I don't know where he grew up. I don't know a lot about, like, would Texas be a place he wants to be? Is L.A. a place he doesn't want to be? Sometimes people are not, even though L.A., beautiful weather, all of these things. Obviously, same contract in Texas versus same contract in L.A.
Yeah.
Does it matter to the agent? No. Does it matter to the player?
Yes, yeah,
you
should.
You keep more money in your pocket. Cost of living, way less in Dallas-Fort Worth than it is in the Los Angeles area. So I don't know. I'm really interested in him.
Yeah.
I always really liked him, and then I was like, gosh, what happened to him? But that little playoff run gave me optimism that maybe he could get back to the guy we saw 3 years ago.
That's C-Block, Kevin.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.